And from the Information Management Services Division.
Yes.
From the Chief Information Officer, Information Management Services Division, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report providing an update on the electronic medical record system implementation for the Department of Health and Human Services, Behavioral Health Division. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning, Chairwoman.
Oh, that's loud.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's the computer. I don't know what.
Good morning.
You should know.
I know. I think facilities are
kidding.
Good morning. My name is Laurie Pinella. I am the Deputy Chief Information Officer for our IT department here within the county called IMSD.
And I'm Jim Kubicek. I'm the Deputy Administrator of the Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Division. Good morning.
And I'm Sushil Pillai. I'm the program manager for the electronic medical records implementation at the Behavioral Health Department. Good morning.
So, Madam Chair, Supervisors, what you have before you is an informational report, basically an update as to where we are with implementing an electronic medical record system with BHD. We will come back to you on a regular basis and kind of give an update of where we are. Currently, we are in the implementation phase, and we are at the second stage of the implementation phase. We have been deploying the tool to acute in the various divisions within BHD. And at this point, I'd like to hand the microphone over to Mr. Pillai. He can get a little more in depth on where we are.
If you also could remind the committee what type of financial investment we've made in the electronic medical records, that would be helpful too. Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Good morning, members of the board. For some of the new members, I'll give you a little quick background as to where we are and what precipitated this. But we got involved in 2010 to do a review of the Behavioral Health Department programs and look at the processes, and we actually documented all the processes, and we went through a request for proposal with Select. We actually opened it out to everyone, but we sent the RFP to Select behavioral health vendors who are viewed at least in the top 10, top 20 in this space, and these are vendors we felt would come up with a solution that would meet our needs and also would come up with a proposal financially that would meet our needs. So this proposal went out. We gave them about 3 or 4 months to respond to it. They came back with their proposal. And during that time, we gave them adequate information so that they could, they had enough insights about our business and they could provide a meaningful proposal. Off the proposal, we selected 3 vendors to go through a selection process, and we had given them specific process scripts so that they can execute the application within our environment. And coming out of the selection process, we selected a company called NetSmart Corporation, and the product is called Avatar. It's got nothing blue about the product, it's just Avatar. This product is
No pun intended.
This product is primarily, their major strength is in the community-based programs. So when we decided to go with the direction of this product, it was because it had a unique ability compared to every other product we had looked at to facilitate transactions to work with external providers that we would contract with. They also have a pretty sizable implementation in the inpatient facilities also. So taking a look at the financial capability, the clinical capability, and the strength in the community-based services, we decided to go with this product. We selected the product, and we started implementation in 2012. I'm going to lose track of days and times, but 2012. We went live initially with our crisis operations. Crisis is our emergency room. So we have a psychiatric crisis services, which is one of very few in the country where we provide for behavioral health crisis services. So we went live with crisis services. We also have an observatory unit, and then we have access clinics for patients to come in for medications and so on and so forth. And we have a mobile unit. So we focused largely on the crisis area, and we went live with the system. The financial cost from the company was about $5.5 million approximately. And this is a five-year cost. And compared to everybody else, this was the lowest cost that we had received. But I think, you know, we really gravitated towards it, not so much on the cost. Cost is one of the factors, but largely because of the capabilities that they provided. So coming back to the implementation, we went live in the crisis area, and we actually went live on December of 2012. So it took us about a year to get the product customized for, I should use the word customized, I should use the word configured. We didn't do anything new. We configured the product to meet our needs. We went live in December, and since December, we have all the docs, all the psychiatrists, all the psychologists, all the physical medicine docs, all the nursing staff, all our rehab services, unit clerks using this product in our environment. Since December, we are working with NetSmart and BHD in implementing the solution for our inpatient facilities. We are scheduled to go live in June, so we are just about a month and a half away from going live. And we are right now in the midst of training. So we are training all our social workers, our rehab services, our nutritional group, dietitians, psychiatrists, psychologists, physical medicine, unit clerks, nursing assistants, everyone. So we have close to about 300 people that we'll be training as we go through this product, and we'll implement this in June. So this is a pretty large implementation, and this is what Ms. Pinella talked as stage two implementation within the acute area. So at the end of June, we would pretty much have an electronic medical system for everything within BHD that's operated within BHD, with the exception of the community service program and the day treatment. So we would have everyone operated, at least the major programs within the system. The exciting thing for me would be we would not have any paper floating around, so the chances for any discrepancies would be minimized significantly. The entire environment will be in paper. We already have everyone financially. All the billings and claims are going electronically within the system. So by end of June, we'd have all the entire facility within the software. And then we will start focusing on the community-based program. Community-based program is very critical for BHD because of the future direction of where BHD is going. So it's an area that we're going to focus significant amount of time and make sure we roll this out in a manner that provides longevity and consistency across all our programs. With that, I'm going to pause and see if there's any questions.
Supervisor Mayo? Thank you, Madam Chair. There's a couple of things. With this program, what is your... Are you having any overruns at the present moment? I need to know the budget. Are you on budget? Also, when you talk about no paper trails and you're going strictly to computers, are you on the backup system so in case something go down, you don't state that in your program? And also, are you on your timeline? Are you still on the timeline for this implementing this program?
We are on both scheduled timeline and scheduled budget. A timeline shifted by about a week. So we're thinking about going live on the 10th of June. We'll probably go live on the 17th of June. So a week timeline in an implementation like this is not dramatic.
You're talking about 13, right? We're not...
Yeah, 13th. Yeah.
Well,
thank you.
It's in years. You just okay. Thank you,
Supervisor Mayo, for clarifying that. But yeah, we will go live this year. with the acute program. And then we'll work on the community-based services program. We are intending, as we had told the board earlier, to wrap most of the work this year, but we may go live first quarter, somewhere around that of next year, is what we are thinking. So we are still within budget and within timelines of the implementation. On the paper trails, since we went live with crisis is all electronic, but since our inpatient facility was on paper, we maintained a paper record because that's how we transact information back and forth. So the paper report has continued to operate. When we go live with inpatient, all the programs will be electronic. We still will have some level of paper because a lot of the legal documentation needs to remain in paper. So we will still have a paper chart. From a legal standpoint, from a regulatory standpoint, we will need to maintain records for about 7 years. So we will still keep the paper charts for 7 years, but all new information will be in the computer electronic. Everybody will be using an electronic system. So over time, 7 years from now, we will all be electronic when we can eliminate that level of paper. We'd still have the legal documentations in paper.
Thank you. Are there any other comments or questions from committee? Seeing none, this was an informational item, so we thank you very much for the update. It's very exciting.
Thank you.
Item number 8 from the Housing Division.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into a purchase of service contract with RSpace for $52,500 to provide supportive services for the Farwell Studios Permanent Supportive Housing Development. On May 13th, the Committee on Economic and Community Development voted to approve and recommend this item for adoption on a vote of 7-0.
Supervisor Mayo.
Madam Chair, I move to concur with Economic Development.